Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we will be reading in the book of Matthew, which is a part of the Synoptic Gospels. The Synoptic Gospels refers to the books of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, which means that these Gospels contain many of the same stories, and that those stories are sometimes even presented in the same sequence within each of the three different books. The book of Matthew itself was written towards a more Jewish audience to convince them that Jesus was the Messiah promised to them in the Old Testament. It is believed that this book was written 80 to 90 AD. Now, AD stands for Anno Domini, which is Latin for in the year of the Lord, indicating a year after the estimated birth of Jesus Christ, which essentially it means after Christ when referring to a date on the calendar. Nowadays, some more non-religious scholars do use the abbreviation CE, that stands for the phrase Common Era. But both CE and AD refer to the same years in the Gregorian calendar, which is the most widely used calendar today. So let us open our Bibles to Matthew chapter 4. With today's reading, we will be starting in verse 12 and ending in verse 25. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, starting in verse 12. When Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he left Judea and returned to Galilee. He went first to Nazareth, then left there and moved to Capernaum, beside the Sea of Galilee, in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali. This fulfilled what God said through the prophet Isaiah. In the land of Zebulun and of Naphtali, beside the sea, beyond the Jordan River, in Galilee where so many Gentiles live, the people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And for those who lived in the land where death casts its shadow, a light has shined. From then on Jesus began to preach, "Repent of your sins and turn to God, for the kingdom of heaven is near." One day as Jesus was walking along the shore of the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, also called Peter, and Andrew, throwing a net into the water, for they fished for a living. Jesus called out to them, "Come, follow me, and I will show you how to fish for people." And they left their nets at once and followed him. A little farther up the shore he saw two other brothers, James and John, sitting in a boat with their father, Zebedee, repairing their nets. And he called them to come too. They immediately followed him, leaving the boat and their father behind. Jesus traveled throughout the region of Galilee, teaching in the synagogues and announcing the good news about the kingdom. And he healed every kind of disease and illness. News about him spread as far as Syria, and people soon began bringing to him all who were sick. And whatever their sickness or disease, or if they were demon-possessed or epileptic or paralyzed, he healed them all. Large crowds followed him wherever he went, people from Galilee, the 10 towns, Jerusalem, from all over Judea, and from east of the Jordan River. Once again, that was the Gospel of Matthew chapter 4 verses 12 through 25 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the verses in Matthew we just read a little more in depth. Jesus called disciples, and it is important that we define discipleship on Jesus's terms. First, Christ called the disciples. He was the one who initiated the call. It is grace to be called into life with our Savior and King. Second, he called them to himself, to be with him. It is only with his power that a disciple can live out their calling. God wants to be close to us. Third, they were called to follow him. They were to go where he led, do what he did, and obey what he commanded. Disciples don't tell Jesus where to go, they follow where he leads. Fourth, he called them as a group. They didn't choose who was in that group, he did. Connecting with those who love and serve Jesus is not optional. Following Jesus always means following together. Fifth, Jesus would transform them. Discipleship includes change. Christ didn't say, quote, "Follow me and stay the same," end quote. He would make change and transform them into something new. Sixth, there was a cost to discipleship. These disciples left their jobs and homes to follow Jesus. There is always a cost to discipleship, and we should count the cost to follow the one who paid it all for us. Finally, Jesus promised to make them fishers of men and women. They would be transformed by Christ. Too many Christians see sharing God's hope, evangelism, as an optional add-in in following Christ, Jesus made it clear. He would teach his followers how to fish for people. Evangelism is not the last thing. It is the first thing Jesus promised he would do through them. Jesus defined discipleship, and he wants to teach his followers how to fish. Here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of your day. How does your life live out the purpose and mission of God? What parts of discipleship need a little more focus in your life? Will you keep evangelism part of your life, beginning with daily prayer? We're so grateful that you joined us for our daily audio devotionals, and we hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there. Make sure to follow along with us on Monday through Friday for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections of these sacred biblical writings. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.